Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I delayed recording a little bit just now because I got... For some reason, when I looked at my mixer, I was thinking, so I love my mixer, but... And I won't go into details, but I love my mixer, my audio mixer. But there are some problems with it as far as live audio is concerned, because I've had to overcome, and it's very technical, and I don't know how many of you even have experience with mixers. I bought it because I thought the mix minus, or sending different signals to different listeners, would be a big boon to my process, because we have to do a lot of mix minus. Like, if you have a co-host that comes in over Skype or something like that, you have to send them a signal, but you don't want to include their own voice. And so it's called mix minus, but there are other things. I mean, there are times you may want to, I don't know. I don't want to go into detail because I don't want to bore you guys, but I bought this mixer because it has a lot of options where that's concerned. You have all of these different outputs and you can mix them separately. You can mix all the volume separately, but you have to do them separately, meaning if I normally, when I'm doing a live show like Dubious Intent and shows like that, on the mixer, I would fade out the music and the music would fade out for everyone. But on this new mixer, and it's not new, I've been using it for a couple of years, but this mixer, all of those channels that go to other folks or to the stream or to me or to whatever, they're all mixed completely separately, which means when I fade something, it only affects whichever output I've selected. It's very complicated. So it's called a pre-fader mix instead of a post-fader mix. So that means they don't look at the... Anyway, I don't want to go into detail, but for some reason I looked at my mixer and I was like, I wonder if there's a digital mixer that does exactly what I want, like has just a multitude of options where I can tell it whether I want it to be pre or post fader. I went down a rabbit hole. I'll probably be looking, and I don't need a new mixer. I've got so many mixers now. I've got the old one. I mean, it was getting scratchy, so it at least needs some maintenance done on it. By the way, if anyone needs a mixer, an audio mixer, I've got about three that I don't use currently. All the way from my very first mixer that I got when I did the Adam and Maddie show, all the way to the one that I use now, although I'm not giving away the one that I use now. But if anyone needs a mixer, let me know. You may have to do some maintenance on it, take it to a shop or something to have them blow the dust out. But I've got a couple. Anyway, so I almost didn't start, and we're doing a Pokemon thing. We're leaving in a few minutes, so I needed to get this done. All right, let's listen to a voicemail. How about it?
While I appreciate the send-off.
Can I just say, even in voicemails, Daniel is louder than me and more boomy. I don't even know how that happens. Okay, let's keep going.
For pointless talk. I would be remiss if I didn't point out that you said that you wanted to get things correct. No, you didn't even say that. You said, let's do this correct. You should have said, I want to do this correctly.
Ugh.
No, correct. Just wanted to let you know. Also, this whole thing with you, like, gleefully, you know, talking about me leaving the single... I still do a podcast with you. You know that, right?
Yes.
Also, you've told us the story about the electrician twice now, like on Monday and on Tuesday. So I fully expect that you'll be covering that on our new podcast, which doesn't have a name at the moment.
I will.
So...
Well,
just wanted to send you a note.
Now, thank you for sending me that note. You know, now that you've done that, I definitely will be covering that on our new podcast that I don't know if he ever gave his name. For those of you who don't know, that's Daniel. And he sounds so much louder and boomier than me, even on his dadgum voicemail. I'm listening to myself in my headphones. Regardless, thank you for your call, Daniel. So apparently Kathy Bacon called me out on this grammar. You people are grammar Nazis. I don't even know what I said. It's not like I wrote it out. It came out of my mouth. I recorded it. I didn't have a script. I was just like, oh, and in fact, I thought, oh, some people are probably going to think that I played taps on my trumpet. No, no, no. I didn't even go. I was like, you know what? I just listened to Pointless Talk today. That would be really funny if I did a little bit. See, that was a bit, you guys. I know this is a personal journal podcast and I don't really have bits, but I was like, I'm going to do a bit. I'm going to, you know, a fake feud between myself and another radio show, another podcast. And, you know, I'm going to rib him a little bit and ribbed for his pleasure. And by the way, it'd be really funny if I had taps playing in the background. But who has time to go get my trumpet and play it myself? So I'm like, I'll just look up on YouTube. And you know what? I would say this. I mean, I don't want to sound arrogant. And that was like a Navy officer playing that taps. But I just want to say, I think I would sound better than that recording did. Anyway, regardless, I have a nice tone. I like my tone. So to answer your other question, so correctly, whatever. I mean, I was in a hurry, probably. I don't even know. I didn't write it down. Thank you for the correction. To your point about the electrician, I have admitted several times that I repeat content. We know this. We know this. I don't, when you do, Daniel, when you do a 5 day a week show, there's only so much content in your life. But I will say this, it was an update because whatever I said on Monday, and I have no idea what I said on Monday, but whatever I said on Monday, I had not met with the electrician yet. But on, when I recorded yesterday, I had actually met with the electrician. And so I had an update for how that went. So I think that does count as new content. Now, just to give you guys another update, I'm awaiting his final quote and list of things that I need to buy so that I can then schedule the appointment and have all the smart switches installed. Also the Ethernet cables. So there you go. You guys get a, you know, a day by day summary of my life. Thanks for the call, Daniel. Also, if you guys want to help us name our show, you can come over to pride48.com on Saturday evenings. Oh my God, I think it's 10 p.m. Eastern. Check the Twitters. We're going to be doing a live show that's not going to be put out as a podcast until we nail down all of the logistics of everything. And so we don't, you know, the name, the theme music, you know, we may workshop some theme music, you know, with the whoever's in the chat room, workshop some names. But I'm going to tell you guys this.
Hi, my name is Ray, and on yesterday my door
I don't want a cutesy name. I think I've said this even on this show. I don't want a cutesy name. I don't want some banana nut fudge show or, you know. Now Daniel's going to be like, oh, I came up with a great idea for a name. It's Banana Nut Fudge Show. BNFS. Adam and Daniel, two wacky podcasters in the morning. But no, I want something. I've always, like I said before, I've always been a big fan of talk radio. I love a morning zoo show more than the next guy. I love it. Like, you know, Gene and John in the morning, you know, or whatever. I was actually looking. It's funny. There was a show. I don't even know where this came up. I did a Google search because even though this is going to be a renamed show with a new theme song and everything, it's going to have the same, you know, feel as Dubious Intent. It's going to have the Adam flavor and the Daniel flavor. And there are things that we're interested in. And I love a good radio bit. I love a contest. I love a trivia game. I love a celebrity birthday segment. So I'm not good. You know, those things are still going to exist, ladies and gentlemen. We're not trashing all of the wonderful segments. But what I was thinking is I was Googling, you know, we do need to spice it up a little bit. We need to come up with some new bits, some new contests. You know, we had Celebrity Death Foam for a long time. I want to come up with like a new listener contest that we can do. And maybe something even like, you know, steal from old radio shows back in the day, like name that sound or something. So like we play a sound on the podcast and then all the listeners have to call in and guess what the sound is, you know, or I mean, you know, silly stuff. So I Googled radio bits because I just, and most of them sounded like way too much work than I wanted to put in. But this show came up, Gene and John, or Gene and I don't even remember, but it's a husband and wife. And I was like, oh, I wonder what they're doing today. And they have a Facebook page, but it doesn't even mention that they're actually on the radio anymore. So I think these are like old. I think they had a radio show back in like 2017. And now, and even then, you know, radio's was on its last breath back then, especially talk radio. But anyway, I don't think they even have a show, but they have a Facebook page and they're going on as if like they still have a show. It always makes me so sad. They should really start a podcast. I mean, really, I mean, they should do a podcast. Anyway, so we're going to be coming up with a lot of stuff about the show. So you guys can go to pride48.com Saturday night. You can look on Twitter for, you want to do that correctly, everyone. So make sure you either look on Twitter or pride48.com in the evening on Saturday. And we're going to be hanging out with our devoted listeners. So we'll see how many people show up for a non-show show. It's not even going to, we're just, it's going to be a working session. We're going to get out a whiteboard and workshops. But I'm just saying, I want cool names. So Fatty, if you're listening, cool radio names. It's what I want, you know? Also, apparently Daniel likes things that have a little bit of a negative connotation, dubious, you know, and pointless. And, oh my God, he said what the name of his new show is with Auntie Vera, and I can't remember the name. It had Elvis in it. It might have even had Banana Elvis or something. I don't remember now. Listen to Pointless Talk, episode 20, and Daniel will tell you the name of the new show and maybe even a website that you need to go to. So, yeah, but I'm excited. I'm excited, and I was sad to see Pointless Talk go, and I wanted to do a funny bit that was apparently grammatically incorrect. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, and I'll probably repeat something. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.